Okay, comes the item of base. We're going to start again in the Rabuna. We had a machloikas Rabuna and Rava about the person who gave his chusum to Bezin and said, if I don't go back by 30 days, this chusum should be bottled. And Rabuna felt that Einus is not a player here, and the way we explained it, this is not the favorite anywhere in the rush, but we explained it because it's an Einus to Shchiach. Rabuna considers it frequent and he should have spoken it out, and Rava does not consider it frequent. Now, Ulu Rabuna, we have another question. Okay, so we explained it in the following way, again, just to make us understand. You're allowed to do things. Somebody should mute themselves out there in phone land. You're allowed to do things on condition. There's nothing wrong with doing things on Tanai. Tanai works. But Tanai works when you want the thing to work, and you're saying, let it work if I go to New York. Let it work if I'm going to pay you $200. Let it work if you're going to pay me $200. Those are all cases when you want something to kick in and you're using a condition to see if it kicks in or not. Right? If you go to New York, you want to get to work. You could go to New York. You're planning to go to New York. And you're using that as a condition because if you don't go to New York, you don't want it to kick in. That's fine. Nobody questions that. That's not called asmachta. Asmachta is when you don't want the thing to happen. And you're using a condition to stress the fact that you don't think it's ever going to happen. Then, like you say, if this happens, if I don't do this, then the thing falls apart. You don't want it to fall apart. You want to be able to keep the condition. But you're adding that you don't want it to work if you keep the condition. And if you don't keep the condition, it will work. That's called an asmachta, because it's only working if you don't keep the condition that you plan to keep and want to keep and think you're going to keep. That's why it's an asmachta. Again, let me explain it again. If you say it should work if you keep the condition, then you mean it, and that's called a condition. If you say it shouldn't work if you keep your if you don't keep your condition, and you plan to keep the condition, that means the thrust is not it should work if I keep. It shouldn't work if I keep. The schusim shouldn't be bottled if I come back. So you're trying to say this condition only, not because you want this thing to work. It's because you don't want it to work, and you're so sure that you'll be able to keep the condition that you're saying, the guy doesn't trust you. So you have to promise him something. That's called an asmachta. If I don't work this field this year, I will pay you $10,000. Punishment. You don't have no havamina of ever paying the $10,000. It's a way of getting the guy to trust you that you will work the field. That's called an asmachta. So the question over here is, the guy never meant that he's not coming back and it should be bottled. He had no havamina that he wasn't going to come back. He was planning under all circumstances to come back. So forget Einus. It's an asmachta. An asmachta loikanya. Zakhtar Rash. Migdi asmachti. He made a condition. And the only reason he said this condition is to make the other person trust him. He was confident that this would never come into play. Ask him if he ever meant to give up his right to the schusim. He said, absolutely not. I had to say it, because if not, Bezin wouldn't have trusted me. We pass you to the 10th parak of Abba Basra, that asmachta is not kind of. And for the Gemara, shiny hachad the mitzvahs and schusam. This is a better than asmachta, because by giving it to Bezin, he's showing that he recognizes the reality that he might not come back. Whether he wants to recognize it or he doesn't want to recognize it, but he gives it out of his rishus. And by giving it out of his rishus, that shows that there's a real thing to them. As I explained last week, if you bet on the Browns and you give the money away, that's not an asmachta. Because by giving the money away, you recognize the possibility you're not getting the money back. Whereas if you don't give the money away, you just give your word that if the Browns lose, you'll pay. By you, it's so borrower that they'll win that that's why you're saying it. Not because you have any havamina that you want to give the money. That's called an asmachta. I really don't care. Shaini Yorka, the mitzvah and schusa. Frech the Gemara, v'heichad the mitzvah and lab asmachti. Does that always work? But not. Now, in this case that we're going to have, there's going to be two issues. Asmachta and another issue. So the Rush, when he explains this Gemara, is going to veer into the other issue as he explains the Gemara about Asmakta. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ignore the other issue first and explain the Asmakta aspect of it. Then we have to come back and deal with the other issue. Misha para mitzvah chayvay. Reuven had a star saying Shimon owes him $1,000. Shimon paid him $500. Shimon wants his star back, and Reuven says, no way. I need to be able to collect the other $500. So I'm not giving you the star back. Shimon says, but it's not fair to me. You have a star that I owe you $1,000, and I don't. So the Hishlish is star right. So they put the star into a third person's possession. But Reuven's not happy with that, because then he has no way of forcing Shimon to pay. He doesn't have the star. He can't go to Bezin. He has to slap that third guy in to pay. Why would he agree to that? I lent you $1,000. I have a star. You owe me $1,000. I want to hold on to a proof that you owe me money. Why should I give it up to somebody else to hold it? It would make it harder for me to collect.
What's so, the
star? That he owes $1,000.
Well,
okay, again, it's another option. That's not our point here. Write another star for $500 is an expense. And it also has it has consequences. Because the star for $500, Pashtus would have the date that they wrote the star, takes away the Shibud. That's a Sugya Baba Basra. Why not write another star? But that's not our issue here. Our issue is here. So he came up with the following idea, Shimon. And he says to him, Doctor, you're going to have to let me finish this Gemara. And he says to him, Shimon says to the third guy, you know what? If I don't pay you in 30 days, give him back the star and he'll be able to collect $1,000. Does Shimon have a havamina that he won't pay it in 30 days? No. The only reason he said it is because he wants Reuven to agree to keep it by a third party. So this is his way of persuading Reuven it's worth the chance. This is an asmachta. And he gave the star to the third person. So there's an asmachta with giving. We just answered that when you give, it's not an asmachta. But we see in that Mishnah that there's a machloikas tanor if he can collect $1,000. Whether asmachta is kain or not, we paskin it's not, even though he gave up the star. So your answer of giving up the star is not gonna hold water. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Aymer Yitay, because asmachta is kain. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Lo Yitay. Even though he gave the third party the star. So your answer, that because he gave Bezin the Schusim, it's no longer an Asmachta, or I should say, in that case, Asmachta works. It's not true. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yossi. Everything about Ashayn Yelchaz Amr Levatlin Schusim. Different. Over there, he's empowering through his Asmachta that somebody collect extra. Here, he's being meichel. There's a difference between meichel when you give it up to somebody else or to take more when you give it to somebody else. In the case of our case, he's saying my schusim should be batel. He's not saying that if I don't come back in 30 days, he will have a right to collect. Not saying that. He's saying my right to collect, my right to prove will be taken away. I'm not giving up something. I'm sorry, I'm not adding anything. I'm giving up my right. That's mechila. That you can do in asmachta. In the case over there, there is no other debt of $500. He's making a new debt of $500. That's a bigger asmachta. He means that much less. And they're giving it up is not going to make a difference. That's the pshat, the gemara, the sigeya asmachta. That if you give up your rights and you gave the star away, the combination of the two, then we say asmachta works. Whereas if you're either not giving it up or not being meichel something, adding a new chiyuv, that even if you gave it up, you never meant it, you never had a havamina, and therefore it's not kleina. That is the Gemara's answer. It's the combination of the two factors that you're being meichel and that you gave it up that solves the problem of asmachta. Yes, doctor?
Yeah, I thought
about it. Okay. Now, there's another issue here. And here comes the issue that we have to deal with. Reuven had a star that Shimon owed him $1,000 that was written on first day of Nisan. And Shimon paid him back 500. Right? The shtar says first day of Nisan. Now, the shtar was half paid back. If you hold that smachtas kaina, so Reuven gets the shtar back. Now, can he collect from Shabbatim? The shtar had been half paid back. And the rule of a shtar is you can't reuse a shtar. Once a shtar was written and the debt was paid back, you can't borrow again and say, just use the old shtar. Because the old shtar has a shibud that's gone. It was paid back. You can't recreate the shibud without a new shtar. So what happens now, according to the Mandiyama, that we give it back to the guy and he can collect $1,000? Can he collect from Shabbatim? It's not fair.
To the third guy here?
And the guy didn't pay back in 30 days. And now, according to the Mandam Asmachta Kanya, you're giving it back to the lender. He now has a star saying that Shimon owes him $1,000. And Asmachta was Kanya, so it's a legal debt. But the Shibud that was created under Aleph Nissan, that new debt can't go back retroactive. You can't retroactively create a Shibud. So how do you collect? What do you use this star for? You can't collect from the buyers. That star was half paid back. You have no right to collect at least that half from the buyers. So what do we do? That's the second issue that the Rush will address, and that's what we're going to do right now. Zok to Rush. Rebbei Zayim Yitek, the Sfir La'asmach Tekanya, the Yigva Kol Choyva, Bibnei Chari, Enochinami. You can't collect from buyers. You can only collect from the property that Shimon himself has. Because the lien created by this star was already forgiven. It's not right to buyers to recreate a lien that's gone. I borrowed $1,000 from Dr. Harris. Even if I paid him back that afternoon, and then 2 hours later I need it again, I come, Dr. Harris, can you give me the $1,000 and use the star? Can't be used. Because when I paid him back, that lien was gone. I can't recreate a lien on a loan that's not, the star wasn't written on. I, the half that wasn't paid, and the guy from the star, Mr. Shabdi, the guy, she didn't send me, she didn't send me, she didn't send me, she didn't send me, somebody please not make noise out there. Okay, took care of it. Thank you. So again, what happens is as follows. Now Reuven has a star that Shimon owes him $1,000. On 500 there is a shibud. On 500 there's no shibud. But we can't let him collect from buyers. Because the minute we let him collect from buyers, we won't be able to control which half he collects. So therefore this star is good for Reuven, but he can never go to buyers.
What?
Because the shibud of half it was nimcho, and the other half he could collect. But if we let him collect half, it's going to be very hard to keep him collecting the other half, because the star has $1,000.
The problem with shibud is they should have heard that there was a shibud. That was a problem.
Again.
Why can't
you collect? Let me remember. The guy writes a star today. Today is, let me just remember the date. Chav Dalet Cheshvan. Today is Chav Dalet Cheshvan, I believe. He writes a star and he dates it Yud Cheshvan. That means he's creating a lien where there's no lien. There was no lien on Yud Cheshvan. Somebody bought a field on Tesvav Cheshvan, and now he's going to have to pay because the star said Yud Cheshvan. So the halacha is that he can't collect from buyers, and because it's a wrong thing. It's a star mugdam. You can't do it now. In this new debt that this guy created with the Asmachta, this star is mukdam.
For 500.
And we let him collect 500, who's going to stop him from collecting the whole thing? Once you allow the guy into the door, let me explain the Raya, and the Rosh is going to bring this Raya. I date a star, Yud Cheshvan. So we say you can't collect from Yud Cheshvan, there was no lien. But I'm going to sell a field tomorrow. Is there a lien on that? That's the, I wrote it today, and I'm going to sell the field tomorrow. The lien, if it doesn't work from Yud, it doesn't work. You can't have a star that's Some it's good for collecting a lien, and some it's not good for collecting a lien. Because once you open the door that he can collect from buyers, it's very hard to enforce the exact thing. So the Rabbanim say such a shtar is a good shtar to collect from yourself, but not a shtar to collect from buyers.
A lot of men didn't initial like we do a check.
They don't do that. No, it's Adam and it's bad, and it's all over.
Is that my
question? Hold 1 second. I want to finish this rush. Dr. Rush. Now, Dr. Rush, your problem. Even the half of that, that wasn't paid, he cannot collect from Shabbatim. You let him collect half, he might collect the whole thing. Like we say by a predated star, you can't even collect from today. Today, it's a valid star. It's wrong from 10 days ago, but it's valid today because Duma, once you let him use this star for buyers, then you have no control of who he's going to get. Not kidding. But you can collect from free things. Because you gave him this star, he's kind of. So now he has a star. What the borrower has, not going to buyers. The borrower himself, that's free land. Free means not a lien on, just he has it himself. That's one shot in the rush. Inami Dr. Rush, this is different. Because the guy is saying, if I don't pay you in 30 days, what I gave you was a present. I never paid the half the loan. And therefore, this star was not Nimchal Shibudoy. That's what he's saying. Inami, Gavi Mishabdi Kalachayv. Somebody asked me on Friday, it's Ribbeth. Good question, I don't have an answer. I do, but I'm not sure it's a good answer. Dr. Rush, I like this better. The Bekinyan Isis by Exiva Mathira. According to the first shot, you have to say that when he gives the star back to the Malva, he's giving him a star on a new debt. And when you transfer a star on a new debt, you have to write and hand it over. You have to say, I'm transferring this star, and you have to write that down and hand them the star. Here, it's him, but nobody's writing anything. So therefore, I like the pshat to say that the debt was never forgiven. Not a new debt. It's the old debt. And with the shibud. Except that he's saying, if I don't pay you in 30 days, what I gave you was a present. Now, somebody asked me on Friday, is it ribbis or not? Giving him a present. Yeah, because if you give him a present because of a loan, that's rabbinically forbidden. If I never gave you shlachmanos and you lent me money, and therefore I give you shlachmanos, that's asamid rabbanan. Now, it's a very delicate thing, because if you lent me money and therefore we became friends and I give you shlachmanos, that's not because of the loan. The loan made us friends, and now I give you shlachmanos. But if I'm giving it to you only because of the loan, that's why I'm giving you shlachmanos because you were a nice guy and lent me money. That's called ribbis midrabbana. Here, the guy is giving him presents because he gave him a loan. So I don't know the answer to that question. Yes, Dr. Brick.
So according to the first shot, wouldn't that inhibit borrowing and lending if the malva is going to lose out on his ability to collect from Mishabadim?
This is only if he pays him back partially.
I understand, but that's still like...
The usual case is that you don't pay back partially. Usually you pay back the debt completely, right?
Right. Okay.
Dr. Gavai, right. Dr. Raj, right.
If you have a loan that you pay back monthly, how does that work? I have a star, and you agree that you're going to pay me back monthly.
So the star would have to say that. That would have to be written into the star, because if not, we got a problem. Right. Yeah, people borrow money from a gemach, and they sign a shtar that they will make monthly payments of this and this amount. So the shtar says monthly payments. This shtar did not say monthly payments or partial payments.
But we didn't really.
Why didn't it? So I lend the guy money. I want him to be paid back in one shot. Why should I think he's going to pay me monthly?
That's a due date also. Why is this coming? Is he late on it? He's late on it?
Yes or no makes no difference. That was his answer. Why it doesn't say monthly? A normal loan, unless spoken out monthly, is expected to be paid in one shot. Yes, after.
We're just talking about social custom. Custom now, I assume everybody here has credit cards. Custom now is that things are paid back in part, but generally not in full.
Right.
Where, in fact, you get a reward for not paying back at all. Whereas at that point in time,
agreed.
Everybody paid back.
The accepted thing was to pay back the loan at one shot. Today, people have mortgages, people have credit cards. The whole setup is to pay monthly. I don't know, but a credit card doesn't want you to pay back the whole thing at a time because then they don't make money.
The penalty, if you pay more, you only can pay a little bit.
That's not true.
That's not true.
That's not true.
What was it? I have a Sharps. Yeah.
Okay, I don't think it's necessary.
It says on it, you're not allowed to pay more than this. You can't pay this much. I can only pay a certain amount. I can't pay more than
I don't know. My credit card, I'm allowed to pay it off. If I had the money to pay it off.
No,
I can pay it off.
Pay it off more than you owe?
No. Why should I pay more than I owe? Okay, let's go back there. Now, what does that have to do with Rav Huna? We're asking a question of Rav Huna because Rav said. Who said Rav Huna has to agree to Rav? Dr. Rash, Mustamale public Rav Huna to Rav Rabbi. You usually assume that Rav Huna agrees to his Rebbe. The Amr Levatlins who say, Bidloy Amatsnu, I said with Shenegdi. He didn't say give it. El Hiskalosh and Bittu, I give up. Kilu Haidullah, Shem Psulim, Ubetalim, Kicheres Hanishbar. It's like saying, I'm admitting that my schusim are worthless, like a broken piece of pottery. Shard. Or he's saying, I am supposed to collect with this star. I won't collect anymore. I'm Michael. That's to take away. Difference between Michael and taking more. Now the Gemara for some reason decides to paskin halachas of asmachta. Behilchata asmachta is kanya. Who the loy honest, but it's only if it wasn't an honest, like Rava said. That you go with Aynas and say if it's an Aynas, that means he did not keep it. And that is only if he handed it over to a Bezal Chashev. Now, what is a Bezal Chashev? I'm not sure. The Rambam has a whole arichas of what Bezal Chashev is, I think. But for our purposes, we'll just say Bezal Chashev. How does the article translate it? An esteemed Bezal.
Prestigious
Bezal. Right. He says, authorized to confiscate things? Okay. Zog de Mishnah weiter. So we finished the four Nadarim. Nidrei Zuzin, Nidrei Avai, Nidrei Shlavit, Nidrei Ainsa. Now we're proceeding to another case that has similarities to what we did, but it's not clear. Nidrin, Laharagin, Lacharamin, Ulamuchsin, Shitruma, Avavishay, Natruma. You have murderers, or Haramim, or robbers, or Muchsin, or tax collectors. They're coming to take your stuff. They're coming to take your grain. And you don't want to give it to them. Now, these people are frumidian. I mean, I hate to use the word. But they keep the Torah and mitzvahs. They would never dare eat truma. They kill sometimes. And they rob other times. But they don't eat truma. Right? They don't eat truma. And you want them to leave you alone. So you say to them, this is truma. You want to take this? It's truma. Good, sure, take it. It's truma. They're not going to take truma. So you're lying to them. And you're telling them it's truma because you're trying to save yourself from losing things illegally. And the Gemara is going to ask, why is tax illegal? We'll get there. But meanwhile, it's illegal. Whatever they're taking illegally. So you're allowed to lie to them. Now, they're not happy. They're not going to trust you. So you say to them, if it's not truma, those fruits will be usher for me permanently, or this will be, you accept some isser on the condition, if it's not truma, I have a netter for this. And it's not truma. Is it netter chal or not? That's the question. Zok de Mishnah. Noidu laharagim l'chavram im l'mukhsin shi truma, avabishayna truma. Or shehen shem beis ha-melech. You say, oh, I'm sorry, this belongs to the government. This is government stuff. Avabishayna shem beis ha-melech. Again, this is your excuse of getting out of it, and you're making a neder with a condition that this is truma or this belongs to the government. Yes, doctor.
It looks like the Gemara explains this very easily. There's a problem with the translation in that we're translating tax collector, which makes us think of the IRS.
Again, the Gemara's going to talk about it, so why don't we leave it for the Gemara?
I just look at what the Gemara says, and I don't know that it's
good. So let's worry about it when we get to the Gemara. Not everybody else looked at the Gemara yet, so why discuss something that we haven't done? Zav Tirash Tirash. Zayin la'ragim la'charam la'mukhsim. So the Rashi explains the words. Haragim heim listim aharagim k'delik chamamim. Haragim are robbers that are willing to resort to murder. Haramim heim gaizlim aveinam haragim. They steal, they would never kill. V'loizu avzu k'tani think, not only are you allowed to do it for murderers, you're even allowed to lie to stealers. Shehisha truma, avagav dekatli v'gazli, v'yachli yisura. They'll kill, but they won't eat iser. Inami, now the rest gives a second shot. Maybe they would eat truma, but it's not worth it for them. Truma costs cheap on the market because the kahanim are selling truma. They can't eat all the truma, but only kahanim can eat it. So the price drops. And therefore, the robbers aren't interested in truma. Truma they can pick up for pennies. They are interested in non-truma. That's what they're interested in. It's saying that they would eat truma. But when they're coming to steal, they want to steal something that's worth more, that they can sell for more. They're not interested in stealing to eat. They're interested in stealing to make money. If you can't sell it for a high price, because they're not going to sell truma as non-truma, so they're only going to sell non-truma, so they want non-truma.
How will they do that?
What?
How worth it?
Because they're from. They don't want
to
do it.
That's exactly what I'm trying to ask.
This is our, you know, there are people like that, unfortunately. The people that steal,
like people
the, because they rationalize stealing.
That be the
Khalistam
in their refrigerator.
I don't know if that make a difference.
Guys, stealing is milk is Khalistam. That's so right, right? You brought up the thing Khalistam and then they went to...
Master Joe told me. I heard it through. But Master Joe told me. Told me fair night. I heard fair say. Told me and a few other guys that he had a story in Gateshead that somebody stole from somebody else. So he called the guy in and said, what did you steal? Because they were going to make a party, kugel of meat. So he said, the guy said he stole the kugel. So about the show said, did you steal the meat? He said, the Mashgiach thinks I eat that shlita. Tell me he had the story. So you see that people that have like your warped sense of right and wrong. Truth is, it's more shlita than you think. This was an extreme case. But you have people, when it comes to business, cut corners, but they wouldn't dare them not be makbar on glat. But they would, in business, you know, this is business, not stealing. Yeah, there are people that way. I understand. Killing is an extreme. I understand. Don't you give my mind to me, Shami Yaimim? B'chol Naidim Chutzri B'Shvua. Pashim Shad is, B'Shamay says, Neder is allowed, Shvua is not allowed. Can't do it. Well, you're not, even though it's not Chal, don't play with Shvua. We can't give the guy a heter to make a Shvua. You should not make a Shvua. B'Shil Laimim Av B'Shvua. No, you're allowed to make a Shvua. B'Shamay Aymim, Lo Yiftach Laimim Neder. Don't offer him to make this Neder. If you say it's Truma, if he demands a Neder, you can make it. Don't say it's Truma and I'll prove it to you, I'll make a Neder. Don't you be the instigator of this netter. We don't want to play around with these things. And Beisil says, Af Yiftachlai. Beishamay, I remember Meshim Madira. Beishamay says, it's what he asks for. Meaning he says, make a netter to usher yourself from apples the rest of your life. Okay? By saying, okay, you can't add oranges. Don't be a nice guy and add more than he's asking for. Bezil says, just make the netter and throw in whatever you want. This should be usher. That should be usher. The other thing should be usher. Because you're trying to prove a point. The Bezil says, we're more lenient to what you're allowed to do. Bezil is not saying if you make a shul, it's chal. They're saying you're not supposed to do this. The allowance was only for netter, only if he asked for it, and only for what he asked. And Bezil says, you can start, you can make a shua, and you can make it whatever you want. Ketzat. Now we give another case. Amalai, kainam ishti netesli. Say that if it's not truma, your wife can't have pleasure from you. That's what they asked for. V'yomar, kainam ishti ubanai netesli. And the guy says, my wife and kids. They didn't ask for the kids. V'shamay, kainam ishti mutar subana basura. Bezalel says, that part that you added works. Nobody asked you to add it. Bezalel, I'm in Elu Elu Mutar. Dr. Rash, Bob. Dr. Rash. Now, you have to write a truma. But enter. Elam Kane, I'm like Darley Shu Truma. Unless the guy says, make an enter, that's truma. The man Shu Mati, right? Now, Philip Pasachlai, even the guy, whoever did it, said, make an enter. No, Yaisim, rightly, there, but Masha Pasachlai. Only respond to what he asked for. Me, O Mama, like Bestam Darley. Avim Haisim Dahar Beit Lidar Bekulu Vayde Beisham El Avi Nether. But Amish Lo Yidar Am Ken Yiftach Darli Bedavar Zeh. All he said was, don't start. But if you add, right, the guy said make an enter, he didn't say what. And you responded with something, Beisham El agrees that it's okay. Again, let me explain. Beisham El said you're not supposed to offer an enter. What if the guy said, I want an enter, but he didn't say for what? Then you make an enter for whatever you want. But you ain't getting the guy said, I want an edit for A, don't say B. That's what Bishamay holds. And it works if he did it, Midrabana. Bishil, I'm in my dear, I'm in my dear, right? The light time of the Abagab, the Abagab, and Bishil should say a lie. Don't think that Bishil says you're allowed to offer an edit. Hani Mili, Echad, the Pata Klai, Mamala, Ain Dar, Mamala, Ain Dar, Libazan. Maybe Bishil says, like, you can offer an edit. And the guy says, yes, I want an edit about this. Then you can make it. Avoteshu might supply. Well, you're not a clumsy writes a little bit there. Even another hobby. But if you're adding, and the guy never asked for that, maybe it does count. Kamash Mulan may still hold it doesn't count. Frack the Gemara. V'amash Mul Dina the Machusadina. How can you cheat the taxes? Dina the Machusadina. Halacha is that Dina the Machusadina means that if the government makes a rule, you got to keep it. They say pay taxes, you have to pay taxes. What? Amar Rav, whatever that means. We'll have to see what that means. Amar Rav Chinen, Amar Kana, Mishmul, B'maycha She'en Le'kitzva. This is talking about that the tax is fair, and it doesn't allow for the tax collector to, let's see, Tup Shantim in the Rosh here. V'amar Shmul Dinin Machut Adina. Somebody, what happens in those days is the guy bought the right to collect taxes. The king said, I need to impose a tax. I need to make X amount of money. And somebody came and said to the king, I'll pay you X amount of money. Give me a star saying that you're authorizing me to go around and collect the taxes. That's how taxes worked in those days. And the guy came and said, listen, I am authorized to be a king. I need to collect taxes, which is perfectly legal. What happened here is, also the Geislein, it's legal. The Meicha Shein Lekitzva. The High Lam Dinahu. Now here comes the Rosh's Tup Shantim. Well, Tup Shantim. We're going to see Tup Shantim in the Rosh. The High Lam Dinahu. There's no Dinahu Machus in this case. The Dafka Bedavish will shove the chol b'nei Abedina. If the guy is fair and treats all people equally, Yeshlei Rishus La'akayin El'asos, that the authorized person can go around and collect the taxes in a fair, equitable way. Avaloi Bedavish Ein Neshava L'mat L'zeh L'rabbis L'zeh. You can't decide that Reuven has to pay this much taxes and Shimon can pay half the amount. Excuse me. Tax has to be fair. That's one shot. Inami, kibin shein lo kitzva, since it doesn't come with a set amount, mar belikach yoisim imasha melechave. You collect more than the king is asking for. So over here, the Rashi has two pshat. Either because the guy has the right to take more than he was supposed to, that's gezel. Obviously, he's supposed to make a profit, but that's built in. You pay for the taxes, and you're allowed to collect 10% more for your profit, but not 25% more. And if you collect 25% more, you're stealing. That's a mechas, like it's a, the first chat is saying it's an unfair tax. The guy does not collect it fairly. So dina de machus dina is based on the fact that it's fair. And this becomes a shaila. What, like in Europe, and this was common practice, that people didn't try to steal as much taxes as they could or avoid paying tax because they weren't fair to Jews. They didn't treat Jews like everybody else. There were extra taxes because you were a Jew. So therefore, that is not a fair government. And there's no dinu d'malchusa in that case. I mean, they might put a guy in prison, but that's not dinu d'malchusa dina. It was based on an unfair thing. You make a tax that's not fair, then there's no dinu d'malchusa dina. If you pick on Jews, don't tell me it's fair.
But that applies then to government in general, or that taxes only?
For this thing, there's no dina machusa. That means they aren't fair. They're not a fair
government taxes.
Right. In America, this became a major controversy. Europeans came across mechunuch, the taxes are something to avoid. That's how they were educated. Your taxes are something to avoid. So therefore, there was a continuation of this minhag that taxes is something to avoid. Whether there is dina de machusa or not dina de machusa in the United States is a matter of controversy, which I will not get into. Is it considered a fair, equitable tax system, or is it not a fair, equitable tax system? There are people that say that the tax system is not fair, and there are people that say the tax system is fair. No, I'm not going to tell you
why.
Because nobody wants their name on these things. I'll tell you this way. The ones that after it don't mind putting their name on it.
You don't hear the name.
They put money to take care of the Jewish population. Is that a tax? That was a tax.
That was a fair tax? I wasn't there.
Now, I'm not finished yet. So that's how. Now, where does Dina de Malchusa come from? Who created Dina de Malchusa? Where? So there's a famous Ran. The Ran says, Dina de Malchusa is because they can kick you out of the country. Since the government can throw you out of the country, that gives them a right of Dina de Malchusa. That's what the Ran says. And therefore, let's say they have no right to throw you out of the country. Then there's no Dina de Malchusa. Because Dina de Malchusa is based on the fact that they control your living here. Now, that creates another issue. Does the American government have a right to throw an American citizen out? They do not. They can throw out people that are not citizens, even though they don't do that either. We'll find out soon. But meanwhile, they don't do that. But they don't throw out people that are citizens. It's not. They have no right. They can put you. They can put a person in prison. They can lock them up. That's the shayla. The Ran says, right here, this Ran, Meisha Arid Shaloi. The Ran, the Meicha Simon Meilov. We're going to see in the Taisus. The Kassu Betaisus. I'll read it inside. The Davkim in Malchi, I have the Kachav Mamelidina Machusadina. Mesha Arid Shalai. The Yachel Leimer Lehem, and Leitasu Mitzvaitza, and Garish Eschem and Arid. Abu Mamalchi Yisrael Lai. Pisha Eretz Yisrael called Shutaba. In Eretz Yisrael, you have as much right as he does. He doesn't own the land. The king in Eretz Yisrael has no ownership over the land. It does not belong to Malchus Beis Dovid. Belongs to every yid. Every yid is an owner of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, he has no right to kick you out. And therefore, there's no dina malchus in Eretz Yisrael. Which some paiskim, by the way, use even today. I'm not going to get involved in halacha l'maaseh. So that becomes the question. How about if he can put you in prison? In Eretz Yisrael, the king can put you in prison too. But the Ran doesn't seem to take that into account. He says he can't. It's your land. He doesn't own it. In every other land, the king of England, when there was a king of England, owned all the land. The king of France owned the land. He could throw you out. It was his land. It was eminent domain on the whole thing. There's no eminent domain in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, at least halachically, because you're as much owner as he is. That's the right. Other Rishonim say that when you're a citizen in a country, When you live in a country, it's based on the fact that you're accepting the rules of the country on you. So it's your acceptance of the rules that create the din of Malchus HaDina. There's other shittas in the Rishayim. I'm not going to get into all the shittas. That's what din of Malchus is based on. So what the Gemara is answering is, an unfair tax system is not din of Malchus. Not din of Malchus. Because basically the guy's not being fair. Tax system is supposed to be fair. Now, over here, I just want to point this out. I'm not positing a local of myself. The king was fair. The king wasn't the unfair one. The king authorized somebody to collect the taxes. That person is using his authorization in an unfair way. It's not that the king made an unfair tax, but that has been extended, that if the king makes an unfair tax, there's also no deep in the malchus. Yes, doctor?
One, the idea that the king owns the entire land is not consonant with my understanding of law. Number two, this is one of the major money makers for kings and emperors, is that the standard practice was that you sold the right to the taxation of certain areas. So if Caesarea had 10,000 people, you said, say to the emperor, I will give you 10,000 goods for the 10,000 people, and then you could collect 20,000. That was the
standard. Well, if the Gemara calls that, you don't say the Mahus on that. That's what the Gemara says.
But this is completely standard practice.
Again, I can only add, that obviously the king included a profit for the guy. If not, the guy wouldn't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
But the profit was a limited profit, not whatever he wants to make.
And the other is, in terms of the Reich Galusa had its power to. And this is standard. This was in France. This was in Italy. This was, throughout the empire. Had the power to enact laws, to imprison, to take the property and things like that. The one thing is that the satraps of the various areas did not have is they could not conduct foreign policy.
Right.
And they could not define taxation. They owed taxation to the emperor.
Right. Okay, I just want to add that the Rav lived in medieval times. And he's saying that the king had a right to throw a guy out. Bashar's choice. I'm not sitting here and getting involved in a debate. I'm just pointing out that the Rav lived there. And he's saying that the king can do it.
Yeah, no, I'm saying he did not have ownership
once. The Russian is, I'm reading a Rav. Sha'arit Shalai, the Yachal Laimelem, Im Leitasu Mitzvaytai Agarash Eschem in Arit. That's what the Ran says happened. Again, I'm not going to get involved whether the Ran says it to me. I take the Ran's word.
I think your point is very good, and I need to look more into it. But there were, under Germanic law, which was France, England, like that,
the Ran lived in Spain.
What?
The Ran lived in Spain.
That's a very good point. So Spain was extended of the Roman law,
could be,
which had much more powerful than but under common law.
It does make a difference. But this Gemara, we're better still. Yes. Yet.
Then I asked about the Reish Galusa, because were the Jews the only people that were?
No.
Everybody had.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not going to answer definitively. I'll just say, Dr. Schwab will give you the historical perspective after this year. But the Reish Galusa was the exilarch that took care of the Jews. It makes no difference to me if the Phoenicians had their own Reish Galusa. I don't care. To me, I only care about our Reish Galusa. That's all that makes a difference to me. Dr. Schwab seems to say that different sections had their own one.
Well, it's much less expensive.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not arguing with you.
If you're the principal of a famous school, you do not teach every class. That would be too much to ask. You deputize various teachers, and you don't interfere with them unless there's a problem.
I'm not arguing this one. It's not the game. Nothing in my right. Rabbi Yanayamer, but Meicha Sayim is Be'elov. He says, a guy decides to make his own tax called the mafia. A guy decides he's going to tax people whether they like it or not. That's not Dina de Machusa. That's Dina de Mafia. Right? They shake you down for protection money. Either pay or else. Dr. Ashi, the Meicha Simon Melech, Beloy Das HaMelech, without the Das HaMelech. Zakti Gemara Weiter. So that takes care of the problem of Dina de Malchusa. So this is a tax that's illegal, and therefore, since it's illegal, you're allowed to make a netter to get out of it. Now, Dr. Gemara. Now, here we're going to get involved in something. I already see the questions coming. I just don't know if I should preempt him or not. Yeah, I guess I should. Nidre Einstein that we talked about were not nether that you made under duress. Nidre Einstein that we talked about were nedarim that were built on condition and due to circumstances beyond your control, you couldn't meet the condition. But the nether was not made under duress. We never had an allowance for you to make a nether because you're under duress, and therefore say the nether doesn't count. So our problem is, where did that come from, that you can speak out a nether and it shouldn't count? You said the words of a nether. Granted that you said it under duress, but you said words of a nether. How do we ignore your words based on the fact that it was under duress? That's the Gemara's kasha. Let the Gemara work it out. Gemara's going to give an answer. Frek the Gemara. Hechinadar. How did he make the netter? Amarav. V'aymer yesru peiris oilem alai. He said, let the peiris be usher if einim shabes hamelach. Frek the Gemara. Kivin the yama yesru. Itzu alei kopeir alma. If he said it, it becomes usher. The bottom line is, he said a netter. He said the payment should be usher for one day. If he says hayayim, the tax collector is going to laugh at him. I ban myself from apples today if it's not truma. What we do? Why would that netter impress anybody? He adds a clause in his heart. And Hayyim is an example. He says, I ban oranges for me, it's not truma. And in his heart, he says, for today, or for 5 minutes, or for 1 minute. This clause becomes an understood clause. Nobody means the netter. Therefore, we say, he must have assumed, added something in his heart to make this netter moot. And therefore, when he said, I ban all oranges, he never said any more. But we know in his heart, he must have said for 30 seconds. And that's enough to know that he doesn't mean what he says. It's umdana, that he doesn't mean what he says. But we don't cancel the words. I don't know why not, by the way. We don't cancel it. We say, add something that makes it moot. Add a condition. He only meant for 30 seconds. Because he doesn't want it to work more than it has to work. So therefore, the Mar uses the example of Hayyim, but it's the same idea. So he's not saying the words are meaningless. He's saying the words are very limited. And therefore, the guy doesn't hear that. But we hear it. We hear that that's what's going on in his mind. Dr. Rush. Dr. Rush. Hechino Adesh Liyav Anidroi. Vayim Ablib Hayyim Amaitis Vasastam. Udvarim Shalev HaMechichen. Dvarim Shalev that are clear. Because everybody doesn't mean what they say in those circumstances, have it for them. That's considered, you can take that into account.
That's what we got birds in shiny means?
Yeah.
Even though he didn't say it?
Even though he didn't say it, but everybody knows that he doesn't mean what he's saying. Meaning that he's adding. But it's interesting, the rest doesn't say that he doesn't mean it and cancel it. The rest says, add something to it. Right? The Gemara is saying, add a clause that makes it moot. I only meant for 5 minutes. I only meant for 2 minutes. I only meant for one day. Meaning, make the netter a worthless netter.